grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 5th chapter of St. Matthew, the 22nd verse. Jesus said, "But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire." Whenever we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, as we just did, we confess our firm belief that the Lord Jesus, who died for us and rose again and ascended into heaven, will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead. In his second letter to the church at Corinth, St. Paul writes, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil, and not just done, but also said, as our Lord himself teaches when he says, 'I tell you that on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.'" And in the Gospel just read, the Lord Jesus says, "Everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to the judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire." Yes, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done and said. But it's no secret that we're living in a time when the awareness of the coming judgment has faded and even disappeared from the consciousness of so many people. But the words of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel for this Lord's Day would make absolutely no sense apart from the truth that he who once came to be our Savior will come again to be our judge, and that even now, as we read in the letter to the Hebrews, no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. He is the one unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. Now, none of this is easy to hear, but it needs to be heard and believed because it is true. These words are not only true words. They're the words of him who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth." And in the book of Proverbs, it is written, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend." faithful are the wounds of a friend. The Lord Jesus is our best and truest friend. And he wounds only so that he may then heal. He is the truth, and he only speaks the truth. And nothing is gained, indeed everything is lost, through lies and deception. And these severe, hard words of our Lord are but the continuation and the faithful expression of those words with which he began his ministry, as St. Mark writes. Now, after John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Repent. Repent of every thought, every word, every deed which despises and rejects the truly loving will of our Maker. The Ten Commandments are no arbitrary code. They reflect the way in which God has made us and the way in which we are called to live as his children. Jesus' words in today's gospel have to do specifically with the fifth commandment. You shall not murder. Jesus shows that this commandment forbids not only murder, but any word or deed that hurts our neighbor in any way, not only by what we do, but also by what we say. And as I've often said, everybody knows how untrue that old rhyme is. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. We all know how untrue that is. How much harm can be done by the thoughtless word, the cruel word. I must admit that to this day I still remember some words that in fact wounded me deeply. And I must also admit that even now, many decades later, this is a wound that has yet to heal completely. I hope I have forgiven the person who spoke them. And I only mention this to point to the harm that can be done by thoughtless and cruel words. And so we are all called to repentance and amendment of life. The Lord Jesus says, "Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven." So what is that righteousness that exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees? That righteousness is not ours, but Christ's. He alone is the righteous one. He has fulfilled all righteousness for us. His death is our life. His is the righteousness that avails before the judgment seat of God. And his righteousness becomes yours and mine through simple trust in him, in his promise, in his mercy. And so we sing, when he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, clothed in his righteousness alone, redeemed to stand before his throne. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.